This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah, Hitman knows he's been cheated.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Look, it was exciting to be on radio 21 years ago. But I would go to the library to get, you know, a 1970-something article with David Rockefeller saying how great Mao Zedong was and how great world government would be to prove to people they wanted world government. Now, it's just open world government. The family's bad. We're going to have war. Who cares if nuclear reactors leak? There seems to be an insanity in our elite. Michael Schneider, in the time we've got, I really appreciate your time as an investigative reporter and the great articles that you allow us to post at InfoWars.com, from the EconomicCollapseBlog.com and your other sites. But I tell you, the news is almost making us passe. We could historically see the threat out there a ways. I'm not pleased that we've been proven right. This really sucks.
Yeah, and what's so alarming is that we could be potentially headed toward World War III if we don't get Donald Trump into the White House because, for example, Joe Biden recently came out on Meet the Press, openly threatened the Russians. NBC News published an article talking about how the CIA is planning a covert, unprecedented covert operation cyber attack against Russia. First of all, if you're going to conduct this covert operation, you don't publish it on NBC News. But you know what? Do we really want to invite a cyber war with the Russians? You know, do we want to invite the Russians?
And now it's come out that last week's outage was out of the United States, was probably a false flag, was not from the Russians. I have it right here. The Hill, top spy, Friday internet outage, likely not caused by foreign power.
Yeah, if the Russians wanted to do damage to us, they could really do some damage. Do we really want the Russians to hack our power grid? Do we really want the Russians to hack our financial system? If the Russians wanted to, I believe they could take down our entire internet, which would crash our economy.
Clearly they're trying to stir the Russians up into a move. I think the Russians aren't going to make the move. Show them, I believe that there may be a big false flag against Russia.
Well, one thing that could get the Russians shooting, and Reuters reported that Barack Obama has gotten together with his top foreign policy advisors, and they're discussing direct military strikes on Syrian military positions, on Syrian government.
And Clapper is selling it that we're going to fly in and bomb Russian bases, basically, and that if they respond, it's an act of war. We're going to bomb you, and if you fire back, you started the war.
Yeah, and if we start hitting Syrian forces and Russian forces are mixed in, the Russians have already said, hey, that's a red line. We're going to start firing back. They've got their S-300s there, their S-400s, and they can shoot down our aircraft. And so if U.S. aircraft start falling out of the sky over Syria, you know, and that's all over the news, you know, that could set off a spiral of events from which there may be no coming back from. And so, but we don't want a war with Russia because Russia has been preparing for World War III for a very long time. They've been updating and modernizing their weapons. They, you know, we've just seen news this week about the new Sarmat intercontinental ballistic missile, which Russia's come out with. It's so fast and so elusive, we don't have anything that can...
Talking about Satan, too.
Yeah. And one missile goes up, 15 independently targetable warheads come down, and can basically, those 15 warheads can destroy an area the size of Texas, and we have no countermeasures to that. Meanwhile, we still got the Minuteman missiles from the 1960s and 1970s. The Obama administration says, hey, we'll keep them in service until 2030, and 60 Minutes has gone into our nuclear silos, and they're still using rotary phones. They're still using the kind of 8-inch floppy disks that you can actually flop around in your hand. And if we send our missiles back, the new S-500 system that Russia's developed, once they get that fully deployed all over the country, they'll be able to pretty much intercept anything that we send at them before it even gets to Russia. So Russia now actually has nuclear superiority over the United States.
At least with what's not classified. Believe me, the United States has incredible cruise missile-based submarine and jet launch systems and miniaturized weapons all over. The thing is, it's a suicide mission to have a nuclear war. We do not want to have it, period. No one wins. The only way to win is not to play.
Yeah, and so what the globalists are doing, what the elite are doing, is insane because we do not want to pick a fight with Russia. And the Russians fight dirty. They don't give up. They don't forgive. And right now, all over Russian television, you know, they just...
But listen to you. How dare you be a warophobe? Why are you being so racist against nuclear war? I got to apologize for Michael Snyder. He's a horrible person just like me. Michael, great job. God bless you. Keep up the good work. We're less than 12 days out now. Boy, I tell you, please join us again. By the way, we're going to have 48 hours of live coverage during the election. Election day right through the next day coming up in 12 days.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
If you're receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're now T-minus 11 and a half days out. You want to count election day? We're 13 days out. We're going to be broadcasting 48 hours. I'm going to be here for at least 24. But then 12 hours a day live on air. The day of the election and the day after. So get ready. Infowars.com is the tip of the spear. Roger Stone, of course, former head of the Trump campaign, the guy that got Trump originally in 2000 to run, and then again a few years ago, is obviously the consummate insider, a true patriot, lied about, demonized heavily. They're now saying that we're trying to interfere in elections. He's trying to interfere. We had our own reporter, Owen Schroyer, out at a Randall's grocery store where the news always goes and shows people. They show people in the voting booths. The store manager tried to say, get out of here, you're interfering, until the head manager came out and said, no, they're allowed to do that. But it was, oh, you're breaking the law. You shouldn't be here. You're bad. How dare you? You get out of here. Democrats came out and said, you F off. You don't be here. You're trying to intimidate us. We heard about InfoWars and Trump. And so I guess it's in Democratic Party emails we're now confirming that look out for us and look out for Stone. And that's going to be their counter is that we're trying to, I mean, in fact, they've said the London Guardian and other publications the last 48 hours about Roger Stone. No, this is what the press does. And I will tell you that Don Salazar has the new article. Drudge has two of our articles linked. It's been confirmed that from South Texas to East Texas, election officials are now being forced to go to paper ballots because they keep flipping for Hillary. Texas County switches to paper ballots after electronic voting glitches. And you read deeper, it's flipping votes. Or they're turning off and turning back on and doing all sorts of weird crap. So this is a serious situation. Yes, folks, George Soros owns 16% of the voting machines in the country. They all magically happen to be all in battleground states. Isn't that just special? And we have the emails from WikiLeaks, how they would steal the election, how they would oversample for Hillary, and how they would do all the rest of this crap, and how they had a Russian problem, exactly what Stone said months ago. So they were going to blame Manafort and Stone and myself. And they've got me on CNN, on MSNBC, next to Putin saying, I'm a Russian agent. I'm about as Russian as I am Chinese, okay, or Japanese. I mean, nothing against the Russians. I love the Russians. I love everybody. I love the people in Mexico. But, I mean, I'm from Texas. I'm so Americana, it's ridiculous. I won't even get into my Americana. It's just, it's like if I was a dog, I'd be the, you know, the best in show, okay? I mean, a total Americana, sickening level Americana. You cannot get more Americana. And so it's very insulting to see these globalists that have sold us out to the highest bidder accusing Stone and myself and Trump of, you know, selling the country out when they're the ones who are selling it out. And Trump gave that powerful speech yesterday. We played excerpts of it in the first hour. It's his most powerful yet in Tampa, saying, you know, how they're gutting us, how they're killing us, how they're anti-American. They cannot stand it. So all that's coming up. Now, in the next 20 minutes we've got with Stone, and he's gone. He's gracious to pop in with us. I'm trying to get him every day now. Is we have the new Project Veritas video. We have it. We could premiere it right now, but I'm going to wait. They gave it to us graciously until their director comes on at the bottom of the hour, rigging the election video. They have video of it all. This is video number 4. 20K wire transfer from Belize was sent to the Clintons. They accepted it. And then when they found out Veritas expanded the investigation, they tried to give it back. But we have the emails where they say, this is illegal. And they go, just keep the money. Just take the money. So that's breaking at the bottom of the hour, 33 after. Roger Stone, great to see you, my friend. I know you're working your heart out. What should we address first, the election fraud?
God, you almost don't know where to start, Alex. Yeah, I mean, I think there's also now a Huffington Post story coming on our planned election day activities. First of all, I think there's a huge amount of confusion between poll watching and the exit polling that we are going to try to execute with the help of Citizens for Trump and thousands of volunteers. Some of those involved in the planning of this had designated a badge for the pollers to wear. We have now dumped the badge because the left is immediately saying, oh, you're trying to connote that you're an official of some kind. You know, I've been doing this for 40 years, Alex, and I have a pretty good fundamental understanding of polling.
We're going to follow the state laws, and we're going to do exit polling. Other articles said we're too stupid to know how to conduct it.
Well, the networks do them. We're not accusing them of intimidating voters. We're only talking to voters in this program after they voted. So where is the intimidation? No, I think we understand exactly what's going on here. The Clintons fear this program because they would like to get away with the perfect crime. Rigging the machines would be the perfect crime. And therefore, this really threatens them because it is the only tangible proof we may have of the hijack. The voter fraud, such as it exists, is going to have to be picked up and detected by the poll watching operation being put together by the official Trump campaign. And I applaud them for starting early on that program. And they have, I'm told, recruited thousands and thousands of volunteers for election.
Hillary's got to be pretty freaked out right now with all these WikiLeaks coming out confirming Obama knew and they were involved in a cover-up. Even the New York Times admits it's a smoking gun. And then mounting evidence of fraud, mounting evidence of them. They got a big poll out. The majority of Americans believe Hillary is way more corrupt and is involved in criminal activity. I mean, it seems like as the days wind down here with 11 and a half days left, Hillary is just melting in front of us.
Yeah, that's like a little boy with his thumb in the dike. They've got 1,000 leaks if they can just hold on. What's amazing to me, Alex, is the way the role of the mainstream media has changed. As you know, I worked for President Nixon, and I was there when the mainstream media revealed his darkest secrets, including substantial government malfeasance, and it brought Nixon's administration down. Now the exact same people, the New York Times, but principally the Washington Post, they're spending all of their time suppressing information about Hillary Clinton. Look, they have, as you know, they destroyed 33,000 emails. They used bleach to blot out, to erase the traces of that. They destroyed cell phones. They destroyed laptops with the approval of the FBI. And, you know, the Washington Post says, nothing here to see, folks. Just keep moving. It's really extraordinary, really extraordinary.
I agree that there's been almost a total cover. That's why I was shocked this morning to see the New York Times having a big article saying, whoa, they got a problem. This is a big deal.
Well, look, and it's not outside the realm, of course, that if Hillary should win by theft or by hook or by crook, you know, Nixon won by landslide, too. And he was still out of office, you know, a year and a half later. I think some of these scandals are such that they're going to catch up with her one way.
I totally agree. There's no way. No way she gets away with this, even if the elite are dumb enough to put her in.
I think that's exactly right. On the other hand, for those who, again, tell us that this is over, I repeat what I said on the circus on Showtime Sunday night. Over? Did you say over? Nothing's over till we say it is.
Well, sure, it's total mind control like we're, you know, stormtroopers, you know, there at Los Isley Spaceport, and they say, are these the droids? No, they're not the droids you're looking for. They're the droids we're looking for. Clearly, Trump is now, it looks like, ahead in these battleground states, even in their oversampled for Democrat polls. It seems like there's a surge happening right now. I mean, I know you want people to, you know, not be totally convinced they all get out and vote, but, I mean, I'm seeing just massive support for Trump intensify. And so their claim that, you know, Hillary's already, you know, measuring the drapes for the White House is a fraud.
I totally agree. It's part of the two-part step process here, which is first you rig the polls to create an expectation level. Then on the base of those polls, the mainstream media says this is over. She's won. Trump is in a down spiral. And then they go rig the machines to meet that expectation. This is why the Stop the Steal program, StopTheSteal.org, and our new partners, Vote Protectors, we're still working out a lot of bugs. This is an enormous operation.
And none of it's going to be perfect, but there are going to be cameras. There's going to be people. I mean, this is going to be probably the biggest mobilization ever against fraud.
I think that is going to be the case, yes. Plus, I see that Bill Clinton, on his way through North Carolina on his bus tour, was met by some whistlers. So that program.
We have the Bill Clinton rape whistles pouring out of the store right now. Absolutely. You are the info warriors, folks. You're the game changers. You've seen the corruption, the mainstream media. But I'm not saying it's preparing for defeat. I believe we're going to win more than ever. But even if they steal it, we have destroyed the globalists. We've exposed their system. Donald Trump has won the 2016 election. As he said yesterday, he said, even if they steal it from me, folks, he goes, I think we're going to win. He said, we got to beat TPP. We got to restore our sovereignty. We got to get better trade deals. We're never going to stop. And we're seeing the fact Trump ain't going nowhere. This movement's going nowhere. It's just getting stronger one way or the other.
And what I like is he's getting back to his core messages now, which is strategic. Exactly what won him the nomination over the, you know, the elitist establishment.
No, I agree. Suddenly he's on target. What's happened?
Yeah, well, I think that he is taking a step back. I think he has a very good feel for what's going on here. I think he is not dispirited. In fact, I know he's not dispirited. And you can't help but be turned on by these crowds. No, look,
I was about to say, he seems turbocharged. You don't talk about stuff you and Trump talk about. I barely mentioned a few things, and the media blows up with it. I don't know why you don't. But, I mean, you're saying you know he's not dispirited. He looks supercharged. Tell us how Trump's doing.
He was in Florida the other night, and I think he's just energized by these crowds. Now, I'm a veteran of 9 Republican presidential campaigns. I saw Reagan's reelection. I saw Nixon's reelection. You know,
he gets more energized by hard work and fighting with the people. He loves the people. Hillary hates it.
And he's laid on more campaign stops than physically a man his age should be able to do. I mean, he is really putting in the time and the energy. Normally, as you know, candidate does one event a day. You endeavor to get a television commercial coverage, and you're done. Trump is working four, and I'm told he wants to lay on more, four events a day, barnstorming through Florida, for example.
In some cases on tarmacs that are 115 degrees in Arizona.
And then yesterday, Hillary Clinton shows up in Broward County, slips into a private meeting with the woman who runs the Board of Elections, a woman whose reputation...
Let's talk about Hillary just met with the head of elections in the key county in Florida. Break it down, Roger Stone.
We're going to have photos right here on InfoWars shortly, but there was a short two-person closed-door meeting between the woman who's the supervisor of elections in Broward County, Brenda Snipes, extremely controversial, long record of incompetence. Only 2 days ago, she had to announce that somehow Amendment 2, which happens to be medical marijuana, isn't going to be on the ballot in Broward County because of some kind of screw-up.
Oh, a glitch. Oh, my gosh. Oh, this is the whole place we saw in 2000 with all the problems. And now, magically, this is almost worse than Loretta Lynch, the AG, meeting with old Billy Clinton out there on that tarmac.
Yeah, I mean, you got to wonder, why is the Democratic presidential candidate having a closed-door meeting with the supervisor of elections in one of the largest Democratic counties in the state, and a county that has had a history of problems with their voting process?
Wow. Is it arrogance with Clinton? Because they seem like the most arrogant people ever. Or is it just they don't care?
Well, notice, by the way, that nobody in the traveling press entourage and no one in the Florida press has reported this private meeting. This is the breaking news right here. And now it's out there. Maybe they'll have some explanation of what she was doing with Brenda Snipes.
Wow. Okay, we've got about 6 minutes left with Roger Stone. Then Project Veritas is going to simultaneously publish. They gave it to us early. I wanted them to publish at the same time so the Drudge can get it. But we're going to premiere this video of amazing information, them taking money through a foreign bank account, believing it was foreign money. We know they did that in the WikiLeaks, but this is just... I love how we keep seeing Project Veritas duplicate in the real world via video, in the third dimension, what's happening in cyberspace.
Yeah, it's really quite extraordinary. You'll remember, Alex, that I came on this show, I don't know, 8 months ago, 6 months ago, and I said that my research indicated that Soros-funded groups were behind the violence at the Trump rallies, and the mainstream media poo-pooed that.
And you said they were being sent, dressed as Sanders people, discredit both groups. Now all released, confirmed everything you said.
Exactly. So I think this is key. Now remember, what was the great lesson of Watergate? No person is above the law. And Nixon was brought down by dirty tricks by his presidential.
Yeah, and Nixon said, it's not illegal when the president does it. And the law said, no, it is.
Yeah, exactly. I remember all too well. So I just don't know why we have this double standard. Wait a minute. I guess I do know why we have this double standard.
Man, I tell you, time is on our side. The time we have left, because what else is on the big board there at thestonecoldtruth.com?
Well, we have had some minor hacking problems on our platform for vote protectors for the Stop the Steal operation.
Well, that's a whole other headline. Grassroots organization to defend voting integrity or vote fraud investigation site hacked. Wow.
But the good news is that our guys really know what they're doing, and they had excellent firewalls, so I think most of this has been repelled. This exit poll is going forward, and as I said yesterday, I guess it was, we need men and women who can give us a day of their time on election day to serve as exit pollers. We'll train you. We'll assign you. We will schedule you. But we need the voluntary manpower. We don't have the $30-40 million that Soros has thrown into.
But we've got the people. And in closing, let me ask you this. To see foreign governments, our own intelligence agencies, which is now being confirmed, are the main leakers. And that's from William Binney, the former head of the NSA. Patriots, law enforcement groups, citizens, whatever race, color, and creed, battling against Hillary and the Clintons. The whole world knows they're evil, except for disconnected, kind of, loony bin folks that Hillary openly hates and calls basement dwellers. What does this signify? It really makes me feel good about humanity, that humanity hates the Clintons.
Yeah, this is. I think this doesn't end well for them because none of these problems being raised in WikiLeaks are going to go away, even if she does manage to steal this election and hold on to it. But I want to be in a position that we have definitive proof admissible in a court of law to challenge this election if there is the widespread irregularities that we expect.
Now, getting back to the whistles, again, we don't make money on them, folks. They're $9.95. They've got a big lanyard. They're available at InfoWarsStore.com, StoneColdTruth.com. We're now shipping out. I hired 4 or 5 extra people just for this election season, so everything is same-day shipping right now. Every day, unless your order comes in like 5 o'clock, until 7 at night, they're shipping. If it comes in, you know, after 5, it doesn't come out the next day. We're shipping everything. Everything. Rape whistles, Bill Clinton rape shirts. I told you no more Hillary shirts when they sold out. I'd know that. I underestimated. We sold out. Sorry, they're gone. I keep my word. Those are gone now. You got it, a piece of history. We've got Trump is my president shirt. That could sell out in a matter of days. That's it's a one-time run. It's a red shirt to wear on election day. So all that's happening. I just cannot stress to you enough. This is the time when one day is like a year. The next 12 days. What else do we do, Stone? You know, call liberals. Have interventions. You know, expose what's happening. I mean, what do we do? Right, call into talk radio. What do we do?
Get your whistle. Go online and figure out when Bill Clinton's coming to your state. Get your T-shirt, where we've had to go into a guerrilla tactics to break through the mainstream media blackout of Bill's escapades as a serial rapist and Hillary's role in the cover-up. There you go.
History's happening now. Call into C-SPAN. Expose him as a rapist. Expose Benghazi. Get aggressive. Do what you've done. I've already given out the 100,000 in prizes. I can't do any more. This is history, folks. You are the resistance. Legal and lawfully, get out there and make a scene. Roger?
And then go to stopthesteal.org and sign up to help us on election day.
Blow the whistle on tyranny. Roger Stone, keep it up, my friend. And we will talk to you again very, very soon.
Many thanks.
Man, I tell you, folks, this is such a critical time to be alive. I am so honored to know you, and I don't just say that to like you know, pitch guys do, that I appreciate you, and boy, you're a great audience. I am humbled by you. This crew is so awesome. Our sponsors, everybody, you're so awesome. And, man, I see the Hispanics and black folks and people up in those big crowds with Trump, and I see sometimes like half the folks coming into the event being Hispanic. I just want to give them hugs, because I want to give everybody a big hug, because I want to break this lie. That Hispanics can't have guns, and Hispanics can't have property, and blacks can't have guns and property. We can't all just be prosperous and start getting along. And we'll still have racists, still have some problems, but you'll have to have the government dumping fuel on the fire where we all act like idiots with each other, and we're not comfortable around each other, so a bunch of jackass foreign billionaires who have white papers on how they're manipulating us get away with it. I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it. And Trump is trying to break all that. I mean, I love seeing LGBT for Trump and black for Trump and Hispanic. All these people up there, and a lot of Christians, people say, well, how dare you? You know, Christ went and talked to everybody. And stop throwing stones when you've got your own sins. I'm so sick of it. The point is that we need to save this country. Anyways, I just love how he's bringing people together and shattering the lies. They can edit what he says all day, just like they do me. People tune into the truth. They find out what I'm really saying, and they say, wow, I had a misconception about you. Absolutely. The truth is, I am a classical liberal. I want freedom. But it means I've got to be able to lead my life, you lead yours. I'm not going to do what you want. That's what real liberalism is. I'm going to do what I want, as long as it doesn't hurt you. I'm going to use what words I want. I'm going to do what I want. You get out of my life. Now, some of those sponsors that make it all possible is Harvest Right. Man. Harvest Right, I mean, this is what I use in my own home. It's such an amazing dehydrator system. Created the most amazing home appliance, a home freeze dryer that helps you be prepared. This appliance allows you to freeze dry your own food at home. Freeze drying locks 100% of the food's nutrients, so even 25 years later, the food is just as healthy as it tastes the day you made it. I mean, the jerky it makes is incredible. You can freeze dry foods such as garden produce and proteins, and even whole meals like lasagna and beef stew. Harvest Right just sent us some freeze-dried food, and I couldn't believe how fresh it tasted. Visit HarvestRight.com. That's HarvestRight.com, or call 800-594-4635, HarvestRight.com. And then also Solutions from Science. They have a new Perfect Power solar generator. They're top of the line. It's their top-of-the-line model. It's what I use in my home. It's expandable, so you can make it as powerful as you want to. Normally around $6,000, you're letting them go for less than $1,500. Visit PowerGridChaos.com. That's PowerGridChaos.com, and get yours before they are gone. PowerGridChaos.com. You're looking for a solar generator? This is it. PowerGridChaos.com. They have a lot of other great products as well. Solutions from science, solar generators at cost or below right now. PowerGridChaos.com. Stay with us for the Veritas exclusive.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, there's only two other organizations that are as effective as InfoWars, and that's DrudgeReport.com, and of course that's the folks at ProjectVeritas.com. And I wish there were 100 groups as effective, because if we lose this thing, we're losing the whole country to hardcore tyranny. The WikiLeaks, I mean, I already knew this watching their activities of the Democrats and the globalists, but man, WikiLeaks brings it home. It's worse than I thought. And I was supposedly the extremist. Now we've gotten 30 new affiliates the last month. We normally got 30 new affiliates if I was lucky in a year. And then we lose some, never going above 170 affiliates. We're like at 210 right now. As radical as you think Alex Jones is, the good news is it's not seen as radical anymore because what we said has turned out to be accurate. Because we were going off leaks and statements and things they'd said, but I got to be honest. I've been reading these WikiLeaks. We're down to like data dump 17 or 18 just on Podesta. And Obama and how they got to cover stuff up and how they're committing crimes. And then you've got Project Veritas going out separately from even knowing these emails were coming out in the last year and exposing in the real world on video what the WikiLeaks say. I mean, it's like the hand of God is on this or something. This is incredible. Catching them in election fraud, how they plan to have folks vote 10 times a person, how they don't care and are above the law, how they control the press, how they're going after their opposition, how they're attacking Trump rallies. All the while, never knowing this was going to come out in the WikiLeaks. So it's amazing. Russ Verney is executive director of Project Veritas. He's an expert producing newsworthy reports, and I'm not going to go over his whole situation, but he was an I-2 political advisor, campaign manager for Ross Perot's presidential campaigns. He was the CEO of a large nationwide nonprofit organization, provided research, drafting, and editing for a whole bunch of best-selling books and research. Bottom line, he's a great patriot, born and raised in Boston, Massachusetts. Mr. Verney attended Northwestern, Northeastern University. He is a decorated U.S. Army veteran, Project Veritas. com. And they're giving us the exclusive. It's going up, as we're told, simultaneously at ProjectVeritas.com and InfoWars.com. And I think it's best if he breaks down this latest story. But watching the video and just giving it my basic boil down, we know they're taking money from foreign companies, foreign corporations, foreign donors. We've got the latest WikiLeaks from a week ago saying, this is illegal. So what? Just take the money. Well, they got them to take the money. Now, once they started investigating and once Veritas contacts them, they try to give it back. But they're doing what the FBI should be doing. Again, ProjectVeritas.com, Russ Verney, executive director, thank you so much for joining us. Break down this latest bombshell.
It's an honor to be with you and your listeners today. This is our fourth installment in...
It's the fourth installment, and then his Skype broke down. We're going to reconnect with him again. Like I said, it's a conspiracy this is happening, but we're getting Russ Verney. Your Skype's coming through a little bit. We may have to keep you on Skype, but through a handheld telephone. Go ahead and try to start over, sir. All right, guys, get him on the phone or reconnect.
Yeah, and they didn't prior coordinate. They're totally lawless.
Yeah. Put him on hold, guys, and let's reconnect via phone. We can have video via Skype. We've lost audio with Russ Verney. And while we're waiting for him, we've got these clips right here that we're going to premiere for you right now. And this is live TV. There's no shame in mess-ups and stuff. That's people watch. This is teleprompter-free, seat of our pants, defend the Republic here at point-blank range. While we reconnect with Russ Verney via phone, let's go ahead and play just both parts, if you'd like, the intro piece and then the follow-up on this big news that they're breaking. Here it is.
A political consultant.
I just want to get the money from point A to point B.
A shell company.
Your guy took care of business right away. Yes,
I just knew it took tricky route through Belize, and I just wanted to make sure that got you. So good, I'm glad.
An eccentric West Coast millionaire.
Smaller checks to begin with, but I definitely could see myself being a larger contributor.
An English money man.
We're buying some Belize. The one in Belize we just used for the first time with your transfer.
$20,000 sent from an offshore bank in Belize.
And we know that it's coming. We need some upfront.
And then mysteriously returned. All the ingredients of a spy thriller, but in fact, were the elements we used for our undercover operation to investigate the Hillary Clinton campaign. The investigation ultimately led us to Robert Creamer, a Democratic power broker who knows the White House like the back of his hand.
I've known the president since he was a community organizer in Chicago. Every morning, I'm going to call at 10:30. It goes over the message being driven by the campaign headquarters. I do a lot of work with the White House.
The Project Veritas action investigation into the Clinton campaign took us more than a year. We had people working for the Clinton campaign full-time across the country.
We even had someone working for a time inside the Clinton campaign headquarters in Brooklyn, New York. We had people posing as donors, political consultants, interns, overseas financial advisors, and activists.
Now, we have to cut it there. The full video is going up on InfoWars.com, Project Veritas, as we speak. But there's a lot of cussing by them, so we have to cut it there, obviously, for the AM and FM audience. But the full video going up on InfoWars.com and, of course, ProjectVeritas.com. I would imagine DrudgeReport.com carries all the amazing releases they put out. We're getting Russ Verney back on. His Skype was having some problems, so we're going to double up on phone with him. But here's another clip later where Kramer, who's this big Democratic Party operative, is talking about how we're going to get gun laws in similar to Britain and, you know, ways to get more money in, open the borders up, and more of what the agenda is. Here's that clip.
I do a lot of work with the White House on their issue, helping to run issue campaigns that they've been involved in. I mean, for immigration reform, for the health care.
I'm addressing and sharing his apologies.
For the health care bill. For the...
Yes, please.
For the...
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Try and make America more like Britain when it comes to gun violence issues.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the full report, as I said, is going up on InfoWars.com, and it's also up on ProjectVeritas.com. It's easy to get out to everybody because in the full report, it's there with briefcases, money, beliefs, all of this. So going back to Russ Verney, that we've got him on phone. Russ, again, amazing job, Executive Director, Project Veritas. Lay this out for us, and I mean, this just adds one more brick in the wall with the latest WikiLeaks. Even the New York Times admits it's a smoking gun, saying we have to cover up, we have to, quote, clean this up, dealing with their emails with the president and Hillary that they claim didn't exist.
Well, Alex, it's an honor to be on your program. Thank you for having me.
You bet, sir.
This is the fourth in a series of reports covering a year-long investigation into the dark money cabal of the Democratic Party. And in today's release, which your listeners can see on our affiliated website, ProjectVeritasAction.com, and on your site, we're talking about how we got deep into this organization with credibility by giving them a contribution. Now, the contribution was given to them in full knowledge of them that it was coming from a bank in Belize. We happen to have a shell company in Belize, and we have a bank account down there. So they were receiving money from outside the country, which isn't illegal in any way, shape, or form. They directed Robert Kramer, the ringmaster of this dark money cabal for the Democratic Party, directed the money be sent to the Americans United for Change. They're a nonprofit 501c4 organization. They can accept money from outside the country, but they cannot use it to spend on political activities. 501c4s can do a little bit of political activity, but they can't use foreign money for it. Now, when they took the money from us, they knew it was coming from a bank in Belize. They never questioned the source of the funds, whether they were United States money or otherwise. Just one of our fictitious donors gave them money from the bank in Belize. They cashed it, deposited it, and we felt dumb and happy for a while. But after our first video came out, they decided they wanted to return it because they felt that it might have been an illegal contribution. So they returned our $20,000. We got our investment back, which I think will make all of us sleep better at night, knowing that they don't have money to spend on their nefarious activities. But it's sort of an admission that they knew they were doing something wrong, taking foreign money and using it for political purposes. And that's basically the crux of the story today. Is that, again, once again, Robert Kramer is the ringleader. He's the one who's directing traffic here and directing traffic in support of Hillary's campaign in violation of the law and asking us to send money to the nonprofit so they could spend it in an effort to get Hillary elected.
And this guy heads up one of the top...
They couldn't have done it from a foreign bank.
That's right. This is a guy that heads up one of the top 10 Democratic Party organizations in the country. He's visited Obama 340 times, according to Breitbart, who reviewed the logs. And so you can take money as a nonprofit, but not if you're going to use it directly for political contributions, which we know their group's doing. And what I find fascinating is not just the James Bond level of these videos that people are watching on TV. Radio listeners can go to ProjectVeritas.com or your sister site and see it, or Infowars.com. It's the, you know, the gangsterness of this. But what's great about how you guys disrupted Acorn and so many other criminal operations that have been exposed by you is that clearly they had to roll back all their operations, not knowing which ones have been infiltrated. So as soon as your videos came out the last few weeks, they had to back off and suddenly try to return the money, not just to you, but clearly a bunch of other people as well, not knowing which ones were the sting.
I think you're absolutely right there. They had to go back and try to cover up the questionable activities they've been involved in. And, of course, we're $20,000 to the better part. We're very happy for that, that they returned the money. But, you know, this whole effort to circumvent all of the campaign finance laws is just despicable. And, you know, I was around many years ago when Watergate occurred. And it was a second-rate burglary of a young Democrat's office by a campaign that couldn't have lost the election if it had to. And this, I think, makes Watergate pale by comparison, all that has gone on here.
Well, absolutely. I mean, look, I'm a libertarian, so I was mad at all the stuff Bush did, and Nixon did some bad stuff. But with the Clintons and Obama, it's like magnitudes worse, where there's not even a comparison. And then I watch all these Democrats I know say, we interviewed some earlier, they said, I don't care if she commits crimes, she's doing it for a greater good. I mean, that is the most Machiavellian, Hitlerian mindset.
Alex, I believe that I've lost the signal here. I'm going to have to reconnect.
I understand you guys are having some technical stuff. Russ, can you hear me now?
Right now?
Can you hear me now, Russ? A lot of technical difficulties today, but we will try to reconnect with Russ Verney right now. But don't worry, we'll be able to cobble this all together and edit it and put it back out to be more effective at a later date. It's part of the live show. It's actually part of the fun. That happens. People routinely can't hear us. I'm at the line. We need to boost audio. Now, before I go any further, this is a big deal because it just ties into the overall criminality, how these groups do what they want. And they're on video admitting they want our guns. And there's a bunch of this we can't air because they sent it to us an hour and a half ago, and it's filled with cuss words. The full video is full with cuss words. And again, most people are internet shows now. So they say, why don't you just air it? We can't. I'm on over 200 AM and FM stations. They still get fined $4,000 when a cuss word gets out. So we've never been fined yet. We've never gotten a station fined yet in 20-something years. I'm not doing it now. So it is frustrating, though, because all these other internet shows can air whatever they want. We're on terrestrial radio, and I think it's discriminatory. I don't like cuss words. I'm not pushing cuss words. It's just that, you know, we have to take time out to cut all these things out. So that's why we're not airing the full thing. The full deal is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as we speak right now. But I wanted to just commend Russ Verney, because you talk about dangerous. When you actually infiltrate their organizations and do hidden camera stuff, that's when they break in your house. That's when they beat you up in the parking lot. That's when they kill your dog. And believe me, I've been through it with these people. So Veritas doesn't tell you on air the stuff they've been through. Believe me, they're in a war for this country. And I support our veterans. Whether the war is good or bad, our soldiers get sent. We got to support them. And I'm telling you, Project Veritas are soldiers in the fight for this country. Russ Verney, a lot of what you said has already gotten out, but maybe a third time's the charm with the Skype. Other points you want to relay, other big projects coming out, obviously with the election, just your thoughts in general about all the WikiLeaks. I mean, is there anything Democrats might finally wake up with and not support Hillary? And as I said, third time's the charm with the Skype.
Sorry, I've lost the connection entirely.
Okay. That's good, guys. Let's cut the interview off now. We'll get a better hookup. And I'm not going to say it's espionage or industrial stuff. We don't normally have problems with Veritas, they're having problems. Their internet's off. Their cell phones aren't working. I'm sure it's not a cyber attack. That's the problem, though. We routinely have cyber attacks here. And, you know, we just wanted to put up with them. And that's just part of life. And that's just part of the things that go on and happen. But as a rule, once Skype's not working, we only do phone. And then if the cell phone's not working, we say, hey, let's do your landline. Kind of a default as we go down the chain. I'm going to go to break here in just a moment. Let me just remind everybody this broadcast is listener supported. And I knew we had a special coming up for months of 40% off on storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. Super high quality, recently produced. What I use for my family, InfoWars Select, is the full spectrum of my Patriot Supply foods. We sell their entire catalog right next to it, the exact same food, exact same price. But contractually, I can go even lower, 30 to 40% off during sales periods on the exact same food because they slap a private label on the food. That's just how it works with their contracts. Because their other obvious distributors don't like the fact that I undercut the entire industry, but whatever, that's what I do. I'm a capitalist, get used to it, it's what I do. That's why we're successful. Get up to 40% off. Yes, I'm a capitalist American, I'm very proud of it. Get up to 40% off on InfoWars Select Herbal Food, InfoWarsStore.com right now. And then the 10% profit we make will help fund the operation, but because we sell it so low, we'll have an even bigger profit. See how that works. And you get a better deal. Wow, competition. But if you're looking for storable food, now with all the craziness happening in the world, it's time to take active measures. InfoWarsStore.com for the InfoWars Select Storable Foods. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to see the nightly news and see it exclusively and see it first and see expanded coverage. Each membership is for 20 people can use each passcode. It's $5.95 a month. Infowars.com/show. We're trying to link to PrisonPlanet.tv.
No hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years. What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 post-paid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Pates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Segment this hour, then I'm going to come in and cover some other breaking news with David Knight in the fourth hour. Russ Verney, look, I don't want to sit here and gush over Project Veritas, but when it comes to courage and true grit, a movie should be made about what they've done. And it's just pure Americana. It's such a great story. We've had some technical difficulties, but the video is powerful. Thank you for sharing the exclusive with us. Russ, now we got you on a landline. Other points you'd like to add, the election, where you see this going, even if Trump gets the election stolen, I don't see Hillary ever being able to stay in office. I mean, the devastating evidence you have brought forward, that James O'Keefe's brought forward, your organization with WikiLeaks, has been a godsend. So I want to, from my family to yours, commend your courage.
Thank you so very much, Alex. Sorry for the technical difficulties.
Hey, it happens, brother. It happens. Go ahead.
Yeah, I understand. But, you know, this, I think, is bigger than Watergate. When this all rolls out, what WikiLeaks has disclosed, what we've disclosed on videotape, much, much bigger than Watergate over the next few months. And sooner or later, Congress is going to have to appoint a special prosecutor in this case and look into all of these things. You know, everybody talks about buying access by making contributions. Well, that's exactly what we did. We bought access by giving them a $20,000 donation. And they gave us that access, and we just kept promising a little bit more, a little bit more. We never gave any more. And we kept getting more and more access all the way up, including our undercover agent being invited to the White House once a week for meetings at the White House with Creamer and his folks for strategizing. So
you've proven paper play. That's the bottom line. Foreign paper play. You give him 20 grand, you're meeting with a guy that's working for the White House.
Absolutely. He's been to the White House over 300 times, met with the president over 40 times. And he was going every week at this point and bringing our undercover journalist with, was willing to bring our undercover journalist. We couldn't allow her to go because it'd be illegal to enter a federal building under a false name. So we made excuses for not going, but he had that kind of access every week. We've proven it that he's the ringleader of the stock money cabal in the Democratic Party that was violating the campaign finance laws, both the recent ones after Citizens United, where the super PAC was coordinating with the campaign, and the original 1976 laws, where this nonprofit group, Americans United for Change, was taking money and spending it to promote Hillary's campaign in coordination with the campaign. And that's been illegal for corporations to do that for a time in memoriam. So there's plenty of evidence out there. We've got a few more that we'll be releasing over the next few weeks as we try to unwind all of the information that we have in hundreds of hours of video here and put together a coherent story in each of our videos for your listeners and people around the country.
Well, Russ Verney, you guys have ice water in your veins. I've known Project Veritas since it started, you know, right when Obama got in or even before. But I've never seen you guys have some of the security concerns and things. And I'm told behind the scenes it's gotten pretty hairy. So they're definitely really worried about you with Trump bringing you up in the debate, you name it. Wow, I tell you, you are definitely in the gun sights.
Well, it's the Pathfinders that take the arrows. And James O'Keefe is intrepid. He's going to keep right on going and exposing anything and everything he can. Yes, folks, he has an agenda, just as Michael Moore has his leanings and agenda. But we're going to keep right on exposing the nefarious acts that are going on out there and ultimately the voter fraud that's going on, because that diminishes our most precious right, our First Amendment right to choose our leaders.
Well, I'm very proud of my agenda. Tell the truth, promote freedom, and never betray my family or betray my fellow people. I mean, that's what you guys stand for, and Michael Moore has 6 bodyguards, doesn't want us to be able to defend ourselves. So, Russ Verney, thank you so much for sharing the exclusive with us. It's at ProjectVeritas.com and InfoWars.com. And we'll continue to fight together, sir. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to come right back, and I'm going to get into the other news. There's a bunch I haven't gotten to. I mean, it's just, how could anybody say life is boring right now? I mean, I jump out of bed at 6 a.m. I mean, I'm out of that shower. I'm in there cooking breakfast for my kids, and I'm off to work. I mean, wild horses couldn't drag me away. We'll be back. Fourth hour.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.